track 8, and we have one letter to the editor that we're reading this week, and we're going to split it between us. I'll read the beginning and then Celia will read. And the letter is from Janine Perrier. Apologies for Rotten Legacy, we will leave our grandchildren. She writes, just recently I have been listening, reading open-mouthed, at what some people have been saying or writing in this paper, the local news, national news and international platforms. I have sent letters to this paper many times on the subject, spoken to many people on the subject, had discussions, some in agreement, some quite hefty differences of opinion. I have written many times about what I should tell my grandchildren, the rotten legacy that they will inherit from our generation. Crop failures to come, lack of irrigation water, too much rain and flooding, and fires, not storing winter rains in reservoirs. It was brought home to me last year when my old house in the Corbière went up in flames, as well as half the village, vineyards of hard-pressed wine farmers. Arson? No. Extreme heat and spontaneous combustion in the countryside. Sadly, one person in the village lost their life, as well as untold wildlife, for example, hares, squirrels, foxes, insects, field mice, voles, wild boars, and in particular, all the beehives in the countryside there.
What would you say if this happened in the UK? My guess would be almost the end of the world, just like when we have snow on the rail tracks. On the latter, the bee population in the UK took a massive hit this winter with the endless rain we had. I have several apple trees and other fruit trees in the garden. When it was pollination time, not a bee in sight, and I have still yet to see one. I have many bumblebees from my own hive, but they were not about when pollination time was here. So now I have the sad total of 6 apples maturing amongst 7 trees, barely any large numbers of birds. Why am I telling you all of this? Well, will these sceptics please stop with all their nonsense about no climate change? Even if you are not a scientist, the evidence for everyone to see. I get sick and tired of these people sticking their heads in the sand. The crisis is now, and we need to act. Not tomorrow, not next week or next year, or when we have yet another Prime Minister, or when Nigel Farage finally sees the light. Now, stop your flying. Stop supporting air shows, which come with thousands of people driving towards these shows. Stop your polluting. Think about insulation. Stop importing. Stop polluting, particularly the waterways. In fact, think about everything. Recycle, upcycle. Speak to children. Listen to their worries. And don't listen to Trump. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for the younger generation, the wildlife and the planet.